Welcome. Syria will respond to Iran beatdown. Welcome to this Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is April 7th, 2026, Tuesday, 2 days after Resurrection Sunday, Passover. Podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. And contact information, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Syria will respond to Iran beatdown. So I should explain myself. So I'll begin this way. Presently, internationally, in this country, the focus of everything is Donald Trump. The economy in the United States, conflict in the Middle East, relationship with Israel, war with the British, with NATO. It's interesting, in the Middle East, Iran is bombing Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, Dubai, these nations, because these nations are in step with Donald Trump and his objectives in Iran. Israel also. Israel is involved. Israel has its own, as a nation, objectives. Netanyahu has personal objectives, as well as the rabbis of Israel and some of the religious Jewish people in the country. Donald Trump may not be... He's not necessarily in step with all of Israel's objectives. For the most part, yes. The way in which Donald Trump wants to, the direction and the plan that he has doesn't involve just Iran. It involves the British. It involves NATO. In conjunction with the peace plan that he has initiated with these countries in the Middle East. He wants independence from Persian Gulf energy. He wants to be independent, free from the control of the big oil companies and families that keep these nations tethered to the United States economy. I'm afraid that most of the American people, even some of the well-known podcasters, talk show hosts, they don't see the big picture. Trump wants independence for the American people. He wants the American people to be free of the British control going back to 1901, 1902. He wants the American people to be free from the families that have ruled Europe and the United States. He wants to be free from the military-industrial complex of the United States of America. He wants to be, you know, set the people free of the United States from the corporation USA Inc. As president, he also has intel that the American people don't have. The American people feel that they should have their hands on the steering wheel, on the mechanisms of control, which we shouldn't. You can only have one captain of one ship. And when there's a mutiny then the ship will go down. It will hit reefs unseen. You'll steer into calm water. No way to move forward. This president is doing more than the American people can imagine, and I'm afraid the American people are so emotionally involved, they're no longer rational, especially the Trump base. An odd situation is many of the Democratic voters who initially were adversaries of Donald Trump, many now are realizing that actually his policies have been much better. They outweigh the benefits to the American people than the imposter Biden and Barry Satoro prior to Donald Trump winning in 2016. Many of the Democratic people, the voters, they realize that actually Donald Trump is looking out for their best interests, looking out for the interests of the country. The Democrat policies for immigration, giving the handouts to all of the immigrants, illegal people in the country that are not citizens. Even the families in the Democrat Party that have been taking the government handouts going back into the 60s, which have been the way in which the country has been hemorrhaging. That's just in country, excluding those coming from Africa, the Middle East, Central America, South America, China, all over the world. They found a sucker. They found a sugar daddy in the United States of America. These people have been coached by their governments, coached by the Democrat Party with the different nonprofits, churches, including mainstream denominations. That's a program in itself. But I decided to begin with the program with this topic. Syria will respond to the Iran beatdown. Donald Trump is the president who 20 plus years ago, he stated the enemy is Iran. And Obama knew it, tried to support Iran. Bush Jr. And Bush Jr., Bill Clinton, Bush Sr., they all realized that the British were hiding the assets of the ruling leaders of Iran, hiding their assets in London, offshore accounts, working with Iran. The British were working with Iran to assure not a foothold, but a grip of power in the Middle East, because Britain didn't want the United States to exercise its influence beyond what the British felt was comfortable. The French were involved, the Germans also. This is why the British set up their Lloyd's of London Insurance Company to force these oil companies to use Lloyd's of London insurance on their vessels. And Trump just broke that strategy that the British have held for, over 100 plus years. I forgot the United States, I forgot the name of our, you might say, equivalent of Lloyd's of London, backed by the United States government, which gives these oil companies and their ships, or the private companies that own these ships, protection. If Lloyd's of London won't insure, then we will, to keep the oil flowing. Trump is not trying to destroy the economies of the world. He's trying to free the economies of the world, the nations of the world, from this age-old control, or this decades-old, half a century plus system of control through oil. Iran is sending its resources to China, other nations in the area, whereas Saudi Arabia has been sending quite a bit of its oil to the United States and other countries. It is fascinating how the world works. It is many pieces that if you don't lay a puzzle on the table and spread out everything, spread all the pieces of the puzzle on the table. Regardless of how big the puzzle is, you need to get a table that will allow you to put all the pieces of the puzzle on the table so you can begin to put together the puzzle and see things clearly. Donald Trump sees things clearly. He knows how the British have worked with Iran, once again, to cause a control in the Middle East, protecting the Khomeinis and by protecting the Khomeinis, these leaders in Iran, who are a constant thorn to Kuwait, Oman, Saudi Arabia, all these, Dubai, they're a continual thorn to these nations in the Middle East. And Trump knew that. The American people can't realize and don't understand, again, why are these countries being attacked? Because they have been basically threatened. Their countries have been restricted from doing certain things with the United States. They don't have, the freedom that they need to grow their economies. And Israel, with this matter of the nuclear program, Israel will never be nuked. There's no such thing as Israel being nuked. Maybe little tiny munitions. But as far as something the size of Hiroshima, no. Iran will have that capability, but will never use those weapons on Israel. I think 3 weeks ago I read an article. There was a comment. I think I have it in my paperwork. Iran was beginning to build triggers for their weapons. So they were moving along in their technology. And once you get to the point of having the triggers to actually trigger these nukes, then you have a whole new scenario. Donald Trump is the individual with Israel. The two really are working jointly. They may not agree on certain, you know, where what should be hit, where we should strike, when we should strike, where they're agreed on who needs to be removed from power. And this time, it's not Israel hitting the leaders as much as the United States. We are hitting these terrorist, jihadist leaders who, given the opportunity, they would destroy Israel and can take over. Their objective is to control all of the Middle East. And don't think they didn't have the power and the way to do it. For the last 40 years, 50 years, going back to the time of Nasser of Egypt, they have been building weapons, using always, every year, any new technology was being used for armament in across the board, from a bullet to a rocket to a missile. Russia was also assisting Nasser to help the Arab people in the region in their objectives toward removing Israel out of the area and eliminating them completely if possible. Israel is in a fight for its life. That's just the truth. It's going to the conflict and the hatred of Israel. You can see what's happening in this country. It will intensify. There's no answer, no solution. Also, because of this conflict now, because of the beatdown, they are being, this is a beatdown. And Julani al-Shara, who's the president of Syria, was trained in Iran, had gained his power in Iran. He is a terrorist. He is a murderer. He is not a president. He is a dictator dressed in a suit. And his objective, given the opportunity, will be to attack Israel. So, in this is, you might say, this program is a prelude to the different conflicts that are going to continue to, the different conflicts that we're going to have in the Middle East. Eventually, al-Shara, the president, is going to be forced into action. He's going to be forced into action against Israel. By this action, it's going to be not only Israel, it will be, in a sense, you might say, a punch from behind toward the United States of America, even though we have troops in Syria and that region. Eventually, he will be forced to make a move, but he won't make it alone. He's going to make it with the leaders of the nation of Jordan. But al-Shara is going to, maybe not willingly, he will be involved in the conflict. Now, this is not opinion. This is not a just my considerations, my view. It is actually, I am presenting this from a view in the book of Amos, chapter 1, a prophecy in Amos that has never been fulfilled, but is going to be fulfilled very shortly. I'm going to read it to you. for this audience. I know that people that I visit with, everyone holds a view, an opinion. They just feel this, they feel that, they believe this, they believe that, but they're just coming from what they see on CNN and the mainstream media, all of the CIA organizations. They believe that, number one, Donald Trump is, like we had this 2 weeks ago or 10 days ago, a No Kings protest. Well, it's not that these people are protesting a king. They're protesting Donald Trump as king. Now, they don't say that they would absolutely support their king. They want to support a king. They just don't want to support Donald Trump. So they say no kings, but once Donald Trump is no longer in position as president of this country, then the mantra is going to change. We want Obama to be king. We don't want J.D. Vance to be king. We don't want Marco Rubio. We want Obama. They want a king. They don't want this king. So there's a spirit of blindness on their minds. Now here's what Amos says. Amos chapter 1, verse 2. This verse begins with, there's a punishment coming for an area or a people known as Aram, A-R-A-M. Amos said, the Lord will shout like a lion in Zion. His loud voice will roar from Jerusalem. The green pastures of the shepherds will turn brown and die. Even Mount Carmel will become dry. So, this is God's vineyard, Mount Carmel. So that area in southern Syria, where Damascus is going to be removed, eliminated, become wasteland, and it will happen out of Zion, which Christ is the lion of the tribe of Judah. So it will come naturally through the Jewish people. His loud voice will roar from Jerusalem. It will be the Jewish people, the Jewish military. It will be most likely Benjamin Netanyahu that will give the orders to strike this area. Then everything that's green in this vineyard is going to turn brown, is going to die. Now, in this battle, I did say just a while ago that Israel is not going to be nuked. But is Israel going to use a small neutron bomb? Something small, something manageable but powerful, something hot? Verse 3. This is what Yahweh says. I will definitely punish the people of Damascus for the many crimes they did going back thousands of years. They crushed the people of Gilead with iron threshing tools. So I will start a fire at Hazael's house that will destroy the great palaces of Ben-Hadad. So this is the houses where the leaders of the country reside. And the fire is going to start there. During the Gaza war, the conflict, which is not over, Israel's main target, along with the sites where the missiles were being launched, the mortars, but also, most importantly, were the locations of where the leaders of Hamas had been spending the night, how they were traveling, where they were gathering together for their meetings. Everywhere they were assembled, that is where Israel hit. This is what Donald Trump is doing in this beatdown in Iran. And from a biblical perspective, someone was going to trigger the Iran conflict for a later conflict, which will involve Russia. So this is not World War III. This is a tussle. This is just a conflict. It's not as big as the mainstream news wants you to believe. This is not going to start World War III. Well, it is the beginning, you might say, the fuse that will bring about the destruction of Islamic armies in Russia, I believe Ukraine, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Turkey, Persia/Iran, Ethiopia/Somalia, and Libya. All of these Islamic armies are going to, with Russia, and with Russia, many of the military that will come will also be Islamic. Russia has been very tender to Islam. And I'm afraid that it's going to be Vladimir Putin that is going to be the head of the armies of Russia coming into the battlefield east of the Jordan River in present-day Jordan. I believe that it will be Vladimir Putin that is going to be, you might say, he is going to protect all these other countries that are coming with Russia. So this right now is not the big enchilada. This is the appetizer. Now, don't misunderstand me. This appetizer is affecting China, Taiwan, Vietnam, India, our country, economically, because it has a lot of spice on it. And it's making people wake up. God is announcing to the people of the world that the wars that Christ said would occur in the decade before he returns has begun. This is the appetizer to a much bigger conflict. And it is affecting gas prices in this country, food prices. You've heard that. Fertilizer, affecting everything. It will eventually affect in the, I think it's Oman, or is it Qatar? They make chips, computer chips. And because of natural gas that they've been restricted on the gas supplies, it's affecting their ability to make computer chips. Taiwan has to have fuel. Japan, China. It's across the board. You smash your toe, Your whole body is in pain. So you can say this is kind of as an example. And we are living presently, right now, as I'm doing this program. I'll repeat this again to the listeners. This is the best it's going to ever be. The slide into hardships in the years before, the decade before Christ returns, and if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. We're in the slope, just at the top, moving gently into a downward movement, gaining momentum. It's going to get worse. It's going to, I'm telling you, you may hear many Christians, many Christian ministries saying that things are going to turn around, things, this is just temporary, and then things are going to, we'll be back at a state of a placid, peaceful existence. I say no. The Bible states that this will be a time of hardship. On the Sunday programs, or not the Sunday programs, but on the ministry programs, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site, I have been doing a series on Matthew chapter 24, what Christ told the disciples to look for in the end of the age, the period where prior to Christ returning again. And in verse 8, there's a cliff. Verse 8 of Matthew 24 is like a cliff. It's a time that is referred to as a time of sorrows and birth pains, of anguish, intolerable anguish. But after you move off that cliff into verse 9, then you've jumped off the cliff. You're in free fall. This is when initially there's going to be from anguish to terror. And it's a slide for the next years to follow. And when that cliff experience is over, or right at the edge of that cliff, before the world jumps off that cliff into a time of terror, the Russia war with Iran, Turkey, Azerbaijan, Armenia, I believe some of the military personnel from Ukraine, Ethiopia, Somalia, Libya, will be completely over. That conflict, which we might want to call World War III, will be finished. It will be over. But the war that will take place 7 years beyond that, where China is involved, that's to come. And that will be a time where the nations of the world, the armies of the world, genetically modified soldiers and high tech. That's where the world will gather, in eastern Israel, along the border of Jordan. It'll be a north and south conflict. If you know what's coming, and you can only know what's coming, the truth of what's coming, through what Christ, through the prophets of Israel, and what Christ said in Matthew 24. The prophets of Israel, like I'm reading to you about Amos chapter 1, verse 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I was just going to get into verse 4. the Israel, I believe, will use some type of hellfire missile, the hellfire bomb, or one nuke that will burn everything. It says in verse 4, I'll start a fire at Hazael's house that will destroy the great palaces of Ben-Hadad. Now, in Damascus, the Syrian people have always worshipped their idols. Ben-Hadad, the god of fire. These are the idols, the spirits, the principalities in the air that they worship. Fire. And this is how Damascus will be destroyed. Verse 5, I will also break open the gates of Damascus and remove the one who sits on the throne in the valley of Avon. I talked about this over a year ago after Julani slash, what was his name? El Shera became the president, replacing Bashar al-Assad. Assad wasn't that bad. He was bad, but he worked against the New World Order. Al-Shara won't. He's going to work with the New World Order. And Al-Shara, is this the individual that Amos chapter 1, verse 5 is speaking of? I will also break open the gates of Damascus. In other words, the gates that have held the people in that region hostage, that have caused so much pain and suffering and so much evil. I will break open the gates of Damascus. I will remove the one who sits on the throne in the valley of Avon. So, a restful valley is what that means. I will remove that one. Is that Al-Shara? I don't know. Time will tell. And I will remove the symbol of power from Beth Eden. And the Arameans will be defeated and taken back to Kerr. This is what the Lord says. So some of these people that have moved into that area that were not originally from that area are going to be removed back to where they originally settled, or where they were, where they came from and settled in that region in Syria. The symbol of the power of Beth Eden is a spirit, and the ancient city was, you might say, Damascus is one of the oldest cities recorded in the Bible. It has always been. Kings of Israel, thousands of years ago, were always involved in one way or the other with the kings of Syria, the Syrian people, whether war or at peace. But it's one of the oldest cities that exists. So, aged could be that grandfather rights to you might say, in simplicity. It had grandfather rights. It has always been. It will always be. So that would be, you might say, one of the, when you people think of Damascus, they think about this ancient, ancient city that has always been there. It's always been a center, a root, but it's going to end. Now, for this prophecy to be fulfilled, there had to be conflict in Iran. Obama was not the man. Obama was not the man to trigger the conflict, or to, you might say, direct the conflict. It wasn't Joe Biden. Joe Biden was never, his administration was not legitimate, in my view, and not only my view, this is the reality. Now we find out that Donald Trump, through the investigations that have taken place through the last 6 years, almost, that Trump did win the election, and the evidence now is forthcoming, is now being made available because of AI, because of this new tech. And the election was a placement of an individual that was illegally placed in that position. He did nothing in this matter of what was happening in Iran. Iran, for the last 50 years, again, has continued to supply the terrorists in the region with weapons, intel, etc. 2005, it was Iran. With personnel that began the underground tunnels in the Gaza off the coast, as well as materials and weapons, not only in Gaza, in Lebanon, in Syria, in Jordan, in the region, to terrorist groups that worked independently to a degree within Israel. It was Iran. Now, the talk in this country, Tucker Carlson, I think it was Dinesh D'Souza, made the comment that because of Tucker Carlson's position on Iran, Tucker Carlson should be the president of Iran. He should run to be the president of Iran. He should be the supreme leader, Tucker Carlson. Years ago, I heard about Tucker, and I never forgot. There were a lot of questions about Tucker Carlson 6-8 years ago. And a lot of people didn't trust him back then. But he came out guns a-blazing as a patriot, total American, total behind the president, Trump especially. But the thing is this. I've read a second article that Tucker is receiving money from some of these Middle Eastern countries to take a stand against Trump, take a stand for even Shia law, and for the Muslim, for Islam. He should be the head of the Iranian, he should be, let's see, how would you phrase it? Tucker Khomeini or Carlson? Tucker Khomeini Carlson? Is that how you would phrase it? And then what about Candace Owens, who's now jumped on the Catholic platform? Candace will betray the Catholic platform too. Candace always does what is best for Candace. She's, what do you call it? She's not heavy water. She's that water that just finds its own gravity, takes it wherever it goes, wherever the money is, whatever Candace can do to remain in the spotlight. Her husband, I've heard now, he may be gay, farmer, I forget his first name. Candace now, it appears there's people that are discussing the fact that she might be homosexual or lesbian. And what a match. A man who is homosexual plus a wife that is lesbian, they don't need to connect. But they can work on an agenda, a purpose, a plan. Farmer's dad, Michael Farmer, he's British. I think he's the head of the gold exchanges in London, in the city of London. These people in the city of London, these men that rule the world, have ruled the world through a pilgrim society in Europe, pilgrim society in New York City, working with the most powerful people, the most powerful family ever in American history, one family only. Not the Fords, Oppenheimers, Carnegies, not J.P. Morgan, not any of these people. The most powerful family ever in the United States of America. John D. Rockefeller and family. Junior plus. And this is a man whose son is married to, and I'm going back to Michael Farmer, his son marries Candace Owens. She is anti-Trump, anti-MAGA, using the MAGA platform, conservative platform, and patriot platform, but she's an enemy of Donald Trump. And her husband's father were as a member. There's no way he is not a member of Pilgrim Society, City of London. And any president, any individual that would work against their objectives going back to 1902 is an enemy, will be targeted. Trump is a target. Trump has basically taken the United States to a great degree out of the New World Order plans, out of the environmental plans, Agenda 21, Agenda 2025, Agenda 2030, Agenda 35, so much more that President Trump has done that the American people aren't aware of, and all they can do is complain. Well, like I stated in some of the previous programs, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. It is too late for the MAGA slash conservative slash patriot party. It's too late. They are now under a spirit of deception, and that spirit of deception has deceived them into throwing this president under onto the railroad tracks under the oncoming train. He will not survive. This president now, like I have stated in many programs before, he's in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10. He's the next to the last legitimate president of the United States of America. He is the seventh king. He is the individual that continues a short space. He is now in his final space. It's going to be he was forced to be there. He must continue. He will continue. How is he going to leave office? I have been trying to figure this out for years, 8 years, 10 years. I don't know. I know they're going to try to impeach him. It may be that his health will fail. It may be that he'll be impeached. He might, I don't know. But with Alex Jones and with the attack coming from Carlson, Owens, Fuentes, the people that are now turning out to be anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, anti-America to a degree, with others that basically are now, because they're not getting their own way. And I listened to Alex Jones. I can see that he would disagree. He would disagree that of my view, but I'm saying that you stay with the captain till the ship goes down. If you stay with the captain, the ship will stay afloat a little longer. The ship will go down. It's in the Bible. I was reading through Jeremiah 50:51, a chapter and a half about the United States of America at the end of days, in the present time. A nation that eventually turns to witchcraft. a nation that will become the hammer of the whole world. I've stated many times, there is no nation like the United States of America. It's America's in the Bible, Revelation chapter 17, Isaiah 13, and Isaiah 14. I'm running short of time. I won't be able to do a deep study or I won't be able to visit with you about these chapters. But America in Jeremiah 51 is the hammer of the whole world. God will use America as a hammer to destroy godlessness, to destroy nations that have departed from Yahweh internationally. So does that mean that the United States is righteous because we're going to be using the hammer? No, it doesn't mean that. It's like if you have a gang, eventually someone in the gang will be the one to start taking out other gang members that are interfering with the objectives of the one gang that wants to be top of the hill. And Donald Trump, I've stated this, we own outer space. We own America, owns technospace. We own infospace. We own the atmosphere. We own everything on the surface of the waters of this earth. Everything under the surface. We own land masses. We touch anything we want. And it doesn't matter how deep they build these sites in Iran. Iran had to deplete its arsenal. In the Bible, Iran had to deplete its arsenal of missiles and weapons because it has to become weak. And when it gets to the point of extinction, this campaign, this beatdown is going to continue. It is going to force Turkey and Russia. Even Zelensky has already now offered to send troops to the Middle East, these nations in North Africa, Iran. It is what they called in World War II with the Germans, a pincer movement. So you've got Islamic forces north, Islamic forces alongside to the east. You've got Islamic forces on North Africa. These forces that are coming to this battle in Ezekiel 38 and 39, which I'm going to discuss in the near future in another program. This might be program one of a series. It's a pincer movement. Israel surrounded south, east, and north. And they're all coming into a valley in present-day Jordan, out in the countryside, east of the Jordan River. And they're going to take their stand to basically absorb Israel as their own. That's coming. But before that, there had to be a beatdown because Iran, with all of the weapons that have been depleted, if she would have kept those arsenals when they come down, when these other nations come from the north and from the south to work together, the arsenal would have been too much for the United States and Israel jointly. There had to be a beatdown prior to another more important, bigger war that is coming. So what Trump is doing, does he know what he's doing? Yeah, he does. He knows who's been involved, who has been supporting Iran. The British. The British always are in the background. The British are always there just before the pool table, just before the person's getting ready to make the next shot. The British are there to bump him on the elbow. to keep him from making a clean shot. That's the British. That's the City of London. The British are always there to fund Klaus Schwab. They're always there to help Anthony Fauci. They're always there to help Henry Kissinger, the Rockefeller family, the Rockefeller Foundations, Bill, Jefferson, Rockefeller, Clinton. Always have been there to help him. Hillary Rodham, Rockefeller, Clinton. Always been there to help her. Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg. Always been there to help him too. He's a Rockefeller. Greenberg, Rockefeller. They all own this family. Has its hands in everything. The greatest, most powerful family in the United States of America. And they have got their interest. They have interests in the Middle East also. See, that area, whoever can control that area will rule the world. In the next program, I'm going to the title will be Jordan Will Respond to the Iran Beatdown. That'll be my next program. Jordan will respond to the Iran beatdown. Jordan isn't out of the water yet. And I'll explain. I'll explain myself on the next program. We view things from a natural perspective, taking the whatever is out in the world of multimedia that is presenting, feeding this country and the other countries of the world a diet of deception, and it is it's working. And even this diet of deception in the mainstream media is affecting the patriots of this country, conservatives, and the MAGA crowd. It's affecting everything. The spirit, there is a spirit, a spiritual component to this, very powerful. I can prove it to you. Christ, one of the first things he said to the disciples in chapter 24 of Matthew, see to it that you are not deceived. The main deception, there's going to be deception everywhere. And the main deception will be that people will begin to declare that they are God, they are Christ, they are Yeshua, they are Messiah. That would be the main deception. That deception, the consequences are dire because it means and equates to the loss of eternal life. If a person and the world believes a false Messiah, there is no salvation. There is loss of an eternal soul. But it also means that Christ did say that nothing that is hidden will remain hidden. Everything will be unearthed. Everything will be found out. The truth will be brought out into the open, into display for the people to analyze, and they can make decisions that will help them in their near and long future. It will help them in all ways. Don't be deceived. For this program, I'm finished. The contact information is Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502, if you'd like to support me. Podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. The Present Truth programs and also the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry programs are there. With the ministry programs, I get into deeper theological, doctrinal, eschatology experiences along with exposing witchcraft. Thank you. I'll be back.